Education is a real kind of cornerstone of what you're doing at Shojin. And that's one thing that I think is kind of super attractive, because not everyone is an expert in property. And it's clear from the way that, you know, just listening to you today, there's a lot of complexity here, but you guys are working hard to kind of demystify this. And there's some great resources on your website about this. And you're sort of working hard to kind of make sure people have the right level of understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the goal is really, you know, there's a broad term called financial literacy, and this is across the board. Yeah. You know, people can graduate from a university with a first class degree in something yet not know how a mortgage works, right? I mean, our education system is failing us by not teaching money and financial skills. Now, I appreciate real estate development takes it up a notch, but the fact is it's not rocket science, and everyone should understand it before they invest in it. And what we're trying to do is just trying to raise that national, international, full-blown global understanding of investing. Because it's not, you know, unlike what the FCA might have you believe, these things are not terrible. You know, I mean, geez, you can walk into a casino and bet on red, black. You can, you know, invest in cryptocurrencies, right? This is nowhere near as bad as those things. So, and in fact, this is how a lot of wealthy people have made money, right? This is how they've got to where they got to. So my view is it should be open and available for everyone. But the first thing is they've got to understand it. So, you know, get educated.